I've
been ready for like a half an hour.
You were the one we've been waiting on.
Yeah, then I got here and everybody was like, what are we going to do? I know, let's talk about robots for an hour.
We talked about robots because we were waiting for you. I didn't realize you were ready.
No, I was sitting right here.
I didn't realize you were ready.
I didn't know what we were doing. I was waiting for people to decide between...
Okay, Matt, have you started recording?
I started recording when Zach was... I started recording before Zach was ready. A time approximately... No, I'm not going there.
Did you really get all the stuff about robot fucking?
No. I just wanted to make another reference to doing things 35 minutes ago.
Charlie, could you do me a favor?
What?
Could you either talk a little bit away from your microphone or turn your microphone down?
Charlie, could you do me a favor and just never talk again?
It is incredibly loud.
Hold on, I think auto just... Oh no, it's just turned all the way up. Alright.
It's incredibly loud.
Is it better now?
Turn it on a little more.
A little bit softer now. Shout. A little bit softer now. Shout.
Now.
Hey-o, hey-o.
All right, now?
I think that's probably about as good as it's going to get, sure.
Oh, yeah. It's as good as it's going to get.
And then it got really loud all of a sudden. For some reason, you're like, it's not even necessarily that you're just really loud. For some reason, your voice is just, like, maxing out the waveform that it can have. So yeah. It's not even necessarily that your microphone's loud. It's just, like, the quality is abrasive.
Yeah.
How about now?
No, it's still doing the same thing.
I don't...
How about now?
Could you move the microphone away from your mouth a little bit?
Okay, how about now?
There we go.
There we go.
And should I turn it up? Should I turn it down?
Turn it up a little, because now it's not waxing out the wave.
Now I'm not using a sandpaper Q-tip inside my own ear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's begin.
Now I am again. Literally. Anyway, no. All right.
Hello, Internet. Welcome.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another session of the Supernaturals campaign. We're gonna be playing it today. We're gonna be starting off with a little bit of liquid dubstep, and then we're gonna go into the Charlie Olmsted guest mix here on the Going Quantum podcast. You're listening to the Going Quantum podcast.
I was honestly content just to see how long he would keep up with it.
I blacked out there for a second. What happened?
You just black out and you go into your NPR voice.
No, he blacks out and does dubstep. That's how he does it.
I blacked out and turned to Monster Cat, apparently. But anyway, I think we were playing a thing.
All right, when we last left off our adventurers, they had come in contact with a conspiracy of the fraternity of advanced human, FA.
Not the fraternity of advanced peoples.
No.
Here, which had.
I want these guys.
Some bullshit over here.
No, I want.
What's this guy talking?
I want these guys to be at least somewhat taken seriously, at least a little. I could not do that if they were the fraternity of advanced peoples.
I know.
About the fraternity of advanced gremlins.
That doesn't even make sense. Of advanced fraternity.
I would play in a D&D game if that was the main antagonist.
The fraternity of advanced gremlin seekers.
I would play that D&D campaign. I would fight those men.
It'd have to be the fraternity of advanced goblins.
Advanced goblin seekers.
That I'll be goblins that are the equivalent of level one.
Oh, no, because
that's advanced for a goblin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the standard goblin is a CR 1/2.
Exactly.
Hey. They amped it up. Goblins got advanced in 4th edition. They're now like level 3 challenges.
Oh no. We're dealing with the advanced goblins. We might run into some level 5s.
In all fairness, I actually remember the first thing I did was a dungeon just full of hobgoblins, which just had like, it had like 10, I think, because that was enough for the number of adventures I had. And I remember, in a manner similar to when I run Little Fears, I managed to just roll fucking hot against all the players. And I remember I actually knocked one of them unconscious in the first battle against like 3 hobgoblins.
Well, they're hobgoblins.
No, they're still CR1 halves.
Well,
I think regular goblins are like CR1 eighth. They're CR nil.
Well, they're level like 8 in the new edition, so.
And admittedly, like, you could give goblins and hobgoblins like class levels, so you can just so they.
I'm a level 5 goblin.
If you give, so you could give them class levels and make them as strong as you wanted. It's just their base level.
Do hobgoblins have to multi-class?
No.
Because they have, you know, so many levels in Hob and so many levels in Goblin.
They only have a half. They have no hit dice in Goblinoid, similarly to regular goblins. If they don't have a class level, they have 1 hit die in Goblinoid. It gives them 1d8 or 4 HP, depending.
I once asked myself, who do I hate the most?
Hmm?
And I couldn't. I really couldn't come up with a concrete answer. I mean, it was either going to be Matt Campen or it was going to be Charlie Olmstead, and I couldn't really.
Nate, I don't.
I was trying.
Nate, how could you hate me? How could
Nate? Why don't you take a third option and pick Zach?
How could you, Nate? How could you hate me?
We already know he hates me. That's not really up for debate.
Yeah, but he's choosing. So.
When Nate says he's trying to decide who he hates the most, I take there's an implied other than Zach because
yeah,
he cannot be passed.
I was
first
the
place.
First one he hated.
He no longer hates you most, Manda.
Gotcha, man. I'm just saying.
Everybody play the game.
Manda, I hate you the least.
Damn it.
All right, so,
You're skipping, Manda.
So, to get back on, get off this, like, this one-half Henderson,
I thought that was wrestling that was just raw brute strength.
No, look in the official talents list, Nate. You wrote this.
You pretend I remember this shit.
You pretend I didn't write 100 pages this 3 months ago.
I actually remember this because when we were playing that game and I was one of the guys who like lived amongst the trees, I did not know that that was a talent. And when I tried to climb a tree, you know, something that he should have been able to do because he's been living around him his whole life, Nate's like, give me a climbing check. I'm like, what? I don't have that. Well, you can't climb. I'm like, no, bullshit.
What I like is that Nate helped Mandic make that character too.
All right,
playtesting. It was one of the first couple of things of playtesting.
It's still there though. It's still there. And I quote.
Hey, you do whatever the fuck you want. I'm not telling you.
As a recommendation, I'd recommend just rolling that into athletics as a skill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to test it. Like, you know, most when it comes to most of these things,
it's that whole hide, move silently, or spot listen.
Exactly.
I'm really good at seeing things, but I'm deaf. But I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm really good at hiding places.
Well, let me go to the official talent list. Official talent list.
Kill climbing.
Yep.
Climbing is
the official talent list. Replace climbing with I hate Charlie. Put a d20 in it. Anyway, I'm gonna roll this thing.
That would imply that would have to roll and get a success high enough number to hate me.
Nope.
Yeah. In general, err on the side of consolidating skills. That was the one thing about one of the many piss poor things about D&D 3.5 is you have like six skills that cover just being a physically able person.
Yeah, well, and then in 4th edition they rolled like all like 30 skills to 8.
Two. Yeah.
Must be a plantation.
Oh my god! I can't even understand what you're saying. It's just
yeah.
You just death metaled in my voice, in my ears.
It used to be a plantation.
is that what sounds like? God damn it. Alright, yeah, no, this. Alright, there's a plantation. Oh my god, I can take my headphones off of my ears and I can still hear it. That's I took mine off too. I can still hear it.
Okay, I'm done now.
All right then.
All right, ghost.
Okay. Where'd that cat come from?
Cuddy actually hears it, by the way. Cuddy hears the cat.
He's freaking him out.
He's sitting there in front of my speaker, freaking out. He's like, "Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is the other cat? I'm gonna fucking fight him.
Yeah.
He's in the fucking house, isn't he? I'm gonna fucking fight him."
All right.
I'd be willing to bet my cat has a lot of pounds on your cat.
Oh yeah, more than likely. Gunny's only like, I don't know. He's like 9 pounds. He's not a big cat at all.
Yeah.
Big for his age, but not that big.